Hi, David.
Hi, Dr. Wright. Well, after 30 years of espousing natural medicine, I feel like I've come to my test. I was having trouble swallowing food. I mean, it felt like I was getting caught down there, like on a Shatsky's ring or something. And you know, I'd drink a lot of water. Sometimes I'd have to put my finger down my throat to gag it up. It wasn't vomit. It was just food caught at the inner, at the point where the esophagus enters the stomach. So they went and checked it, and it turns out I have a cancerous tumor down there, right at the interface. It's about an inch long and by a half an inch by whatever dimensions, but the longest part is an inch long, and it's interfering with swallowing. Although I can get by, I just have to chew really well. It hasn't yet reached the stage where I can't eat. I can drink liquids, and I just have to. But now I have a cancerous tumor at the interface between the esophagus in the stomach, and of course, you know, I'm Mr. Natural Medicine, and they're talking about, well, you need chemo, radiation, and then we need to surgically remove it. And I'm going in for a PET scan tomorrow, or it's Monday, to find out if it's metastasized all over the place. They don't think it has, but they don't know. The PET scan will tell me. And I'm wondering,
yes, it will.
Let's assume for a moment that it's just a cancer, a substantially sized cancer of the esophagus. If you had something like this, what would you do?
I'd go to Mexico, sir, a free country medically, because there are a number of clinics there that will treat cancer without chemo and radiation. And
right.
I'm sorry, that's such a sad, sad commentary on the state of our country, but that's the way it is right now.
Any particular clinic down there?
Nope, but they do have reviews posted at various clinics, so just start looking at them. Now, certainly, if they can remove it surgically, and that's all that needs to be done, and you're not having to have any chemo or radiation or anything, that might be another option to look
at.
It
looks like they need to do the chemo and radiation first, and then surgically remove what's left of the thing blocking, you know, the passageway to a certain extent.
Well,
Does anything that Dr. Sherman or others in your clinic offer that could help something like that if I went out there?
Yes, they could get you started, sir, but I think they also might be recommending some of the places in Mexico, because some of them can use things that ain't allowed here in our free country.
Right. So, in other words, I need to do some research on Mexican cancer clinics.
Yes, sir. However, Dr. Sherman or Dr. Lamson could help you get started with some things.
Okay. Well, I'll call Dr. Sherman and Lamson and see what they say, if they have any thoughts on a specific clinic. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir, and I'm so sorry about the state of health care here in these United States. It's standard to chemo and radiate people, even though it is curable by natural means, and many of the Mexican clinics do succeed.
Do you think it's curable by natural means?
Oh, yes, sir.
Something like
frequently.
This?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But again, I unfortunately can't be the expert there because I can't do it because it ain't allowed.
Right. Yeah, there's various things that people talk about here, you know, take these supplements and this and that. But it's kind of like all anecdotal. You just don't know.
Well, that's why checking with somebody who's somebody who's done it for years, and that's about Dr. Lamson and Dr. Sherman would be wisest
all right.
in that
Thank
area.
You. I'll talk to Dr. Sherman. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sir, and thank you so much for calling in. And folks, that really, really is sad. There was a legislation proposed in good old Washington, D.C., a few years back. It was called the Free Speech About Science Act. And what that would have, quote, allowed, unquote, imagine having to allow free speech, what that would have allowed is the publication of summaries of research reports, or the whole darn research report, if you'd like that, in conjunction with products. Imagine that! But it didn't get enough support in the Congress, and so it's not even allowed for people who sell things that might help with cancer for them to tell you the state of research. Isn't that something? Land of the free in the home of the Atlanta Braves or something? Good grief. Okay, well, John and Ray and Pat are waiting. I'll shut up. You can hear the music for the top of the hour. And yeah, we have a commercial after that. Thanks so much for holding on, folks.